good for you. Welcome to our meeting. It's 9 a.m. on May 26, 2026, and time to convene a regular meeting of the Orange County Board of Commissioners. I am Logan, President of the Commission. We have Commissioner Altamar Crosby virtually. We do. Bringing virtually is Commissioner Loretta Altamar Crosby, our Vice President. And I have Commissioner Tony Olson, our Secretary, to my left. Christy Sterling, our Chief Information Officer, my right, Colin Wilrock, Chief Operating Legal Officer, Alton Morgan, Clerk of the Board, Jenny Rich, Deputy Clerk of the Board, Morgan Filter, Deputy Clerk of the Board. I'm Sid Logan, President of the Commission. Please mute or turn off your cell phones or electronic devices at this time. So this time I will say the flag salute and you're welcome to join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag. Copies of the agenda are located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. Commissioners, are there any items to be added or cleaned to the agenda?
I have none. Commissioner Crosby, are you there?
Yes, I am here. I have none. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Comments from the public is item one on the agenda today, and that is when the board clears comments for 3 minutes. Persons can be recognized to speak from the sign-up card located on the deputy clerk's table near the entrance. If joining by Zoom, click raise hand or dial *9 by phone, and I will call on you to speak at the appropriate time. When you're called upon and on a phone, you'll need to dial *6 to unmute. This meeting is being recorded. When addressing the board during the meeting, please step up to the podium, use the microphone, state your name, and indicate where you're from. Please remain at the podium while you speak and address the commissioners, not the audience. If you have documents or other materials to enter into the record, please hand them to the deputy clerk who will distribute them to the board. We appreciate your cooperation with our procedures. Please note that all motions receive an automatic silent second from the board. This ensures that all issues can be before for discussion. So first up is item one, comments from the public. Are there any items for the public? Question, comments, hands up on office. We'll move to item two, our consent agenda. 2A, approval of the minutes for the regular meeting of May 5th, 2026. 2B, bid awards, professional service contracts, and amendments. 2C, consideration of certification slash ratification and approval of district checks and vouchers. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Commissioners, are there any questions or comments?
I have none.
Can I do a quick 30 second on the bid? I don't think I had anything.
Okay. If there are no more questions, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Next, item three, our CEO General Manager briefing and study session. This item is for the board and our CEO General Manager to discuss issues among ourselves and with the UD staff. Filling in today is Chief Information Officer Christy Sturman. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, commissioners. Today we have one item, EIP Communications Camino Site License Agreement, and Nick Johnston is here.
Thank you. Before I jump in, I wanted to thank Colin, the commission office, and the commissioners as well. I know we expedited this one, and we're also asking for an exception to the standard two-meeting policy. This was a bit of a late change in our design, and it necessitated kind of an expediting of it to allow us to move forward with it. But we have to change out six of the brand new 17 antenna sites And out of those six, two of them are on lease sites, which will have us or had us go through the commission process. So today we'll be talking about the Camino site lease, but hopefully next meeting we'll be talking about index as well. So I'll jump into this one. This is to talk about the EIP commission communication Camino site lease agreement amendment. And I'm Nick Johnston. I'm the telecommunication manager here at CISA. So a bit of background at this site. This is the Camino site. We own and operate a land mobile radio system as well as an AMI backhaul system. We're talking about the land mobile radio system today, so I'll jump into that a little bit. We use that to communicate between our energy control center and the group out in the field that actually perform the switching operations. It's essential for safe and efficient operation of our district network. And specifically, the Camino site has a prime location and elevation allow us to have better coverage of Camino as well as the west facing slopes of the mainland, kind of warm beach area, things like that. So like I mentioned, we're in the middle of replacing our land mobile radio system, the 900 megahertz system. And this is one of the sites that we use for that. We've been on this site since 2009. It was originally owned by Verizon Northwest, and they sold it in 2019. To EIP Communications, who we currently hold the lease with. We've been through a few amendments. The first one, we replaced the VHF antenna, and then most recently in 2022, we replaced or added an AMI system. So today we're talking about Amendment 3, which allows us to replace existing antennas, specifically if a like-for-like change, the exact same physical antenna. It just has a different propagation study or propagation that keeps it within our license boundary. So it's essential that we change it out now so that we're in compliance with our FCC licensing. The important part here is that it's a $0 amendment. If you notice the last two amendments that we talked about, one and two, we didn't have an amendment to change out for the antennas that are on there now. It was a like for like change, and we made an agreement with EIP that said next time we change it out, we'll change out the licensee's equipment list. So that's what this amendment is doing. It's just changing out the equipment list to match what was physically in the field. So it's a $0 amendment. So very minimal change for the district. So next steps, we are presenting right now. And then later on in this meeting, again, thank you for allowing us to do the same day approval. We'll ask for your approval of a resolution allowing CO to sign the new amendment. With that, do you have any questions or
any questions, Commissioner Olson?
I do. I just need a question of clarification. Mm-hmm. Under the original license agreement, 5-year term, 3 additional automatic, 5-year renewal period. Is that just ongoing?
Yeah.
Because it didn't, this Amendment 3 didn't show an ending.
Yeah, we're just sticking with the same terms and
conditions. All right, thank you.
Commissioner Alvarado Crosby, do you have any questions?
I'm glad the commissioner also asked that because I was quite confused as well, but thank you.
If my questions, this may be for Colin or this isn't an interlocal agreement. Is this something the board needs to approve and
what? Yeah, easements and licenses, anytime we're obligating ourselves, particularly in perpetuity. Statute does, unless you've delegated it to John staff, statute does require the commission to take action for a resolution.
Any more questions, commissioners?
I haven't.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your time.
And that was it for today.
The shortest study session we've had.
Thank you,
Patrick. Thank you. Next is item 4, our CEO General Manager report. Can you report for us?
I do have a report. We have a few things to report on today. First will be two items from our Energy Resources Division. First is the Safety Department has successfully developed and rolled out a revised confined space entry program. The program now encompasses comprehensive training as well as thorough assessment and identification of confined spaces, helping to ensure everyone is better prepared and aware. Additionally, safety secured a fall protection training tower for our safety days this summer. This will give employees the opportunity to refresh their knowledge and hands-on skills in both fall protection and confined spaces or confined space rescue during those events, further enhancing our overall safety culture. So, good job to the safety department there. And then the next update from Energy Resources is the district hosted Hydro Days, May 15th and 16th at Woods Creek Sustainability Center. There were two public tours conducted each day and included stops at the Woods Creek Project Intake and Powerhouse, as well as the waterfall, Coho Falls, and Food Forest. All the tours were sold out, and Friday was the highest attendance overall. It was a great event and an opportunity to interact and share with our customers about our generation projects and sustainability work. So, really well received event. Finally, a couple updates from HR. Snow leave applications will begin being accepted on June 1st, 2026. So, remembering that snow leave is the district's self-administered paid family medical leave program, which complies with the Washington Paid Family Medical Leave Act. So, there's been a significant cross-functional group of people that across departments and divisions, and all working really, really hard on bringing this in-house to the district. And they're excited to start taking those applications on June 1st. And then I believe the actual switchover happens July. So good job to the team working on snow leave. And then also, our HRIS team launched a new people profile in our Employee Central system. The latest people profile launched on May 18th, which introduced a fresh, easy-to-use view of employee information in our Employee Central system. It included a redesigned public profile page, a snapshot of employee information, and a new full profile that brings employee data together in one central location. And taking a look at that, it's just a much easier, user-friendly experience when information about our employees internally. So, great job to the HR team. A lot of good going on there. That's it for today.
Any questions for Chris? Mr. Crosby, do you have any questions?
No, thank you.
No, thank you for the report. Next is item five, items for individual consideration. 5A, consideration of a resolution authorizing the CEO, General Manager, and Treasurer of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to purchase insurance coverage from various insurance carrier for and on behalf of the district. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Mayor Farmer is available to answer any questions regarding the resolutions. Do you have any questions, Commissioner Fulton or Thomas?
I have none. We were briefed at our last meeting.
Commissioner Alvarado Crosby, do you have any questions or comments?
I have none. I think that we already have all the information. Thank you.
I'll just say I'm pleased, as much as I don't like a 4% rate increase or increase in insurance, I'm pleased that we kept it that low. It's been challenging as we have these events on the East Coast driving up our insurance rate. But thank you very much for all your work on it. There's no more questions. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed unanimously. Next is 5B, consideration of resolution authorizing the Chief Operating and Legal Officer, Distribution Engineering Services of Public Utility District Number 1 of Snohomish County to execute Amendment Number 3 to a license agreement with EIP Communications 1 LLC. I'll call for a motion.
I move approval.
Johnson is available to answer any questions. Are there any questions or comments?
I don't think we call. This
week. Yeah. Mr. Altamont Crosby, do you have any questions?
I have none.
And I have none either. I will call for the vote. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay.
Aye.
Aye. Passed unanimously. Next is Commission Business, 6A Commission Reports. Commissioner Olson, do you have any reports?
That's a call for the week three, but for the report on last week's NWPBA National Conference.
Yeah.
I was most interested in the work on AI, in the presentations on AI and the data center. particularly, I believe, the one speaker that didn't think they were too bad. I think they were in that business. And the others that actually gave us a pretty realistic look at what it would mean to a utility.
Mr. Altron and Crosby, do you have any comments?
Yes, I echo the comments, Commissioner Olson. I'm very grateful that we were able to attend the conference in Spokane for NWPPA. And a lot to digest, crucial information, data centers, AI, and engagement and community. So that was very educational. Thank you.
Yeah, the AI was fascinating, a little scary about the future and where we're going as a society, and very interesting. One of the ones we had was we had a communications presentation, and they had discussed four different scenarios of explaining to customers why rates were going to increase. And the only one that was negative is when utilities blamed it on inflation, which is interesting because I don't know, as an engineer, I was like, well, that's inflation, it's obvious stuff. So during this presentation, someone unknown to us at the time called out and read our recent Facebook post or Instagram post showing how we had sold used materials for, like, I think $1.2 million. So it was really wild to have our, it turned out it was someone from Seattle, but the post had just popped up in her feed, and she said, well, here's a good example of what we should be doing. Well, anyways.
Kudos to us now. Very well written.
And then the other thing is I attended the Hydro Days, and it's just amazing when we have people come that distance who are super engaged, very similar to the people that were in the theater during birthday and asking all kinds of good questions, trying to understand how to put it work. Yeah, people did a great job.
What's the weather been?
I did it the first one Friday, and I escaped rain, but my window was starting to get a little wet when I drove out, so I imagine it rained. It rained horribly last year.
Juliette, were you able to participate?
I'm sorry?
In the Hydro Days, were you able to participate?
Yes, I attend. I was there, and it was raining, but not too hard like rain last year. But yes, it was very nice to see all the families with the kids, and even though with the raining, and I'm pleased the people join and be there. Yes.
Any other reports, commissioners? Okay, next, move to item 6B, our commission events calendar. This is on this is on page 84, 85. Are there any changes to the event calendar?
It looks okay for me.
I was pleased to see that we're having the opportunity on May 28th for our president to. Are you addressing the board or
San
Francisco? Yeah, I think that's a good opportunity for us. We have that visibility. I don't think so. I don't see any changes necessary.
Okay. Next, we'll move to item 7, our governance planning calendar, 7A. The calendar is on page 94 of the packet. Are there any changes to made to the governance planning calendar?
I have one change.
Yes.
The large principal's load presentation is going to be moved up to the next meeting, June 9th.
Okay.
Staff will present them.
I'm on. I got these already out.
Page 100 is the next meeting. Any other changes, commissioners?
I don't see. Are we having our decorated the equipment presentation, I can't recall.
Yes, that's also scheduled under the 9th.
On the 9th. Well, I'm going to so enjoy that.
Decorative wraps on district.
Yes, I'm going to. I look forward to that presentation.
It sounds like we have no other changes to our governance planning calendar. Is there any further business to come before the board today? Hearing none, it is 9:20 a.m. and our meeting is adjourned.